Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
I'm Jim Logue, and welcome to At the Organ on this 18th day of January. As you may know, at the end of the year, the Organ Media Foundation releases the statistics for the year for Organ Live, one of our full-time classical organ stations. Today I thought we'd take some time and play some of the selections that were most requested on Organ Live in 2014. Well, coming in at number three on the list is a selection that was originally composed by Johann Sebastian Bach. The story is that Bach was not well and he knew his death would happen soon. So he composed this piece, originally written for solo voice and basso continuo. Virgil Fox gave his own interpretation of the piece, playing it for the first time in 1939 at the American Guild of Organists National Convention in the Wanamaker Store in Philadelphia. His arrangement was published 2 years later by H.W. Gray. Virgil Fox died in 1980. 20 years later, on October 8, 2000, the Virgil Fox Society presented a 20th anniversary memorial concert at Riverside Church in New York. The concert was recorded and released as an album. Organist Frederick Swan performed the selection at the concert and is number three for the year. This is Come Sweet Death. You're listening to At the Organ, looking back at 2014 for our full-time station, OrganLive.com. Now, the 10 most requested artists of the year, coming at number 10 was Thomas Murray. Number 9, Jeremy Filsell. Michael Murray was number 8. Stephen Tharp was number 7. The 6th most requested organist was Ken Cohen. Virtus Fox came in at number 5. He was number 7 in 2013, by the way. Frederick Swan came in at number 4. At number 3, Jacques Boucher. Paul Durrett is number 2. And the number 1 most requested artist for 2014 was Charles Callahan. You're listening to At the Organ. Coming in 2nd place for the most popular tracks for 2014 is a toccata in D major composed by Marcel Lancatuit. Lancatuit was born in 1894 in Normandy. He started music under Albert Dupré and later under his son Marcel Dupré. Lancatuit later became an organist at the Rouen Cathedral in Normandy. He also toured quite a bit, playing at places in the U.S. like New York, Princeton, and he performed on the famed Wanamaker organ in Philadelphia. Very little of his music remains due to the fact that he mostly improvised, and also a fire in his house in 1940 destroyed a large part of his work. Now, one of the few pieces that did survive is one for which he is most well known. It is the Toccata in D major. Organist David M. Patrick is playing the 1969 J.W. Walker 4-manual pipe organ at the Blackburn Cathedral in England.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Taking a look at the top five albums requested for the year, organist Pierre Labrique with Jean Demessieu, Complete Organ Works. At number four, David M. Patrick with Great European Organs, number 28. At number three, Ken Cowan with the Austin Organ. The number two most requested album, Various Artists, Great Organs of New York. And the number one most requested album for the year, Various Artists, the Virgil Fox Memorial Concert. And now it's time for a most requested track of the year from Organ Live in 2014. It was Pageant, composed by Leo Sowerby, often referred to as the Dean of American Church Music. Now, Sowerby was already composing music by the age of 10, and before the age of 19, already had more than 90 works in his catalog. He was self-taught in organ music. He did study some work, though, studied composition in Chicago at the American Conservatory of Music. In 1962, after he retired, he went to the National Cathedral in Washington, became a founding director of the College of Church Musicians. He composed more than 500 pieces in just about every genre, but his later works were mostly for choir and organ. Dr. Ronald M. Huntington, editor of the Complete Works of Leo Sowerby, says this about our number one track, Pageant. Pageant was written May 30, 1931, at the request of Fernando Germani, organist of the Vatican. Germani had played Sowerby's medieval poem on his first concert in the United States under the composer's baton. The Italian possessed a phenomenal pedal technique, and Sowerby's Pageant was very obviously intended as a direct challenge. In form, it is a set of ingenious variations on a rather perfunctory theme, presented after a bravura introduction for pedals alone. Germani's response after receiving the score is legendary. Now write for me something difficult. Organist Ken Cowan recorded this piece on the 1998 Austin Opus 2768 pipe organ at St. Mary's College Chapel in Moraga, California.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.